What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
I mean, that was a Cowboy fan saying that about Cowboys fans. That's not a Commanders fan. No, no, no. No, no, no. That's Cowboy B saying that Cowboy fans are stupid. Here's what I would say to that. I'm not going to call anybody stupid. I would never do such a thing.
Liar.
Cowboys. You think I'm lying?
You've called me stupid.
What?
To my face.
No, I've never called you stupid.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, yeah.
No, I haven't. What example? When did I call you stupid?
I don't have a specific date and a time written down. Should I record every conversation that we have?
You know, as usual, you make these big, bold, brash statements, you know, like Mr. Steal Your Girl. Rooster, I don't have any reason for it.
I have a reason for that.
Oh, you do?
I have reasons for that, yes.
Okay. It's funny. You haven't shared them with me. You haven't shared them with the audience.
I don't want to. I'm not, you know, contrary to your opinion, Rooster, I don't like throwing you under the bus. So I'm just going to leave it where it is. Uh-huh. And, you know it's true.
Yeah.
People know it's true. Right. I'm not the only one who calls you that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. I mean, that's a nice explanation. If it made any sense, I would. I would give you your, your roses, but we're not going to do that because it doesn't make any sense. All right, let's do a couple of things here that does make sense before we get a call or two in at 301-230-0980. So, as you know, we mentioned the contract extension in Denver yesterday for Courtland Sutton. That has certainly, again, reinforced in all likelihood what the Commanders are talking about, offering, thinking about, holding true to when it comes to Terry McLaurin. Even though Terry's a better player and a more productive player, and there's no denying that, and that's probably why the Commanders are a little bit higher than that, but it doesn't mean they're anywhere close to what the market has spelled out for top-tier receivers, which is what allegedly Terry wants. And allegedly, Terry wants, number two money, number three money. We'll see. So that's one thing. Today, with the Cleveland Browns, cornerback Martin Emerson went down with apparently a leg injury, carted off. According to Mike Garofalo, no weight on his left leg, as he was helped to the cart. He had a towel over his head and was very emotional as he was driven off. Athletic trainers gave owner Jimmy Haslam an update he didn't seem to like. I mean, it's pretty hard to like somebody getting injured, number one. Number two, they could have already told him, look, You know, it's a break. It's a tear because they do those ACL tests pretty quickly, right? I don't know if they do them on the field, but so that might not be it. But it could be diagnosed initially as a break, which obviously is a serious injury. Maybe not as serious ultimately and as long of a recovery as a torn ACL, but you get the point. Also, I guess Jimmy and D. Haslam, the owners of the Browns, had a press conference, their annual press conference with the Cleveland Browns. And one of the things that struck me that Jimmy Haslam said, well, a couple of things. One, he said he hadn't communicated with rookie running back Quinshon Judkins in the last month. However, he's quote-unquote cautiously optimistic that he will play for the Browns. He called it extremely frustrating that the Browns have had repeated domestic abuse allegations among their players. And, oh, by the way, remember, Shedeur Sanders has two speeding violations. And just want to point that out. I know that's different than domestic abuse. It doesn't make it any better. I'm not saying it's worse. I'm just saying it doesn't make it automatically better. But he said, quote, obviously, we're not communicating as well as we should, and we take responsibility for that. And he said they needed to check in a little bit more. So that's about as generic as a I'm bleeping disgusted response as you're going to get, because he doesn't want to probably create more headlines. But he should. One domestic violence accusation is too many. Certainly one domestic violence incident is far too many. Never mind multiple. Never mind multiple. One more thing from Jimmy Haslam through Mike Garofalo of NFL Network, at Mike Garofalo on Twitter. When asked about perhaps being a landing spot for next year's presumed number one overall pick in the draft, Arch Manning, he said, quote, knowing the Mannings, or he said about knowing the Mannings, quote, I bet he stays in college for 2 years, so I don't even think that's worth discussing, end quote. I bet if a team like the Cleveland Browns are at the top of the list, are at the number one overall pick, I can pretty much guarantee Arch Manning ain't going to go there. Remember what they pulled off with Eli with the San Diego Chargers and the New York Giants. That family thinks they control football, that they own football. They don't play the game. They are the game in many ways. Now, so that's one thing that I wanted to get to. Again, the Quinshon Judkins thing, along with the Shedeur Sanders speeding violations, are just a terrible, terrible, terrible look. For a team that doesn't need any more terrible looks, but it's funny, right? Because Jimmy Haslam is the guy that went out and signed Deshaun Watson to a 5-year, fully guaranteed $235 million contract, who had been accused and then had to settle with, and however the legal proceedings, civil court versus criminal court, played out, whatever, we all know it happened. We all know he was guilty. However that all got meted out, again, I don't remember every little detail, but now he's like, hey, man, we got to communicate better. We're having too many domestic violence situations. Yes, you need to do that. Remember who signed a guy that was accused and essentially found guilty of these sexual behaviors, let's just call it, of multiple massage therapists in Houston before you went out and signed them to a five-year, $235 million fully guaranteed deal. That's on you, pal. Yes, you need to communicate better. Yes, you need to lead better. Yes, all of that is true. But remember who set the pace. Remember who invited some of this nonsense into your building. Remember that. I bet you didn't remember that when you said that. I bet you didn't think somebody would think about that. Well, here it is. I ain't on WKNR. I ain't on ESPN Cleveland. I'm just on the radio here in Washington, D.C., and I remembered it. I remembered it. So there you go. All right, last thing. The Dallas Cowboys, they're going to be without cornerback Kalen Carson for 4 to 6 weeks, hyperextended knee, according to Schefter and ESPN. But they did get a little bit of good news after the initial fear. Ian Rappaport has reported this yesterday, right around 4:30, I want to say. The initial report was that the Cowboys feared that left tackle Tyler Guyton had tore his ACL. Now, apparently, he might just miss a month because he's got a bone fracture. They're saying 6 to 8 weeks, but I guess he could be back in a month on the early side. Probably more realistically, 6-7 weeks, whatever it is, which takes you into the regular season. But maybe he just misses a game or two. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he just misses the season opener in Philadelphia in week two, and then he comes back. And he's their starting left tackle again. So that's a big break for the Dallas Cowboys, literally and figuratively, to not have a torn ACL on Tyler Guyton. Remember, he's a guy that there was a lot of buzz, a lot of speculation, a lot of whatever about that the Commanders would have been interested in. And I think there was a report that they tried to trade up for him. I can't remember if I'm confusing him with somebody else, but I know he was definitely on their radar screen. And I know they tried, but they didn't ultimately do. And, you know, that certainly you know, led to them drafting Brandon Coleman and then ultimately deciding Coleman's better inside and trading for Laremy Tunsil, which, look, if it all works out, the Commanders clearly got the better of the situations, but it's all got to work out. It's all got to work out. All right, so I wanted to bring that to you, a couple of injury news and notes, and obviously, some controversial comments is what I would label them as. I don't know if you view them as controversial. I don't know how you could view them as not controversial from Jimmy Haslam and the Cleveland Browns, who have a ton of problems already at their quarterback situation. I guess Kenny Pickett mentioned this. He got banged up over the weekend, and I think he'll be okay. But obviously the Deshaun Watson situation is a complete unmitigated disaster. Shedeur Sanders with, again, two speeding violations already. Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco is back. We will see where that goes. All right, before we get to AWOD, let's go to Toothpick, who is hanging out in Enemyville down. Oh, Toothpick left. All right, gotcha. All right, Pick, call back in either later on or tomorrow. Actually, you know what? I won't be here tomorrow. I'm going to be in Las Vegas. I'm going to be flying to Sin City, baby. I just found out I can't check into my hotel until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I can't register for the convention until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So what am I going to do from 10 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Well, I might have to go gamble. I might have to lose my salary. I might have to go lay down some bets at the book. I might have to go to a lunch buffet. We'll see. I'll keep you
I'll keep you informed on social media because I won't be on the radio. Linnell will be here. All right, let's do this. Let's take a timeout and get to my buddy Awad, who's coming up next as he leaves Commander's Camp in Ashburn and heads on down back home to Richmond. 910 The Fan in Richmond is where you can hear him Monday through Friday and the Odyssey app. And you can hear him occasionally here on Saturday mornings with also 106.7 The Fan aboard on Awad Radio. Adam Epstein next on the Team 980, always live and free on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us right here on the Team 980. We're streaming live all across America on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, on your radio, on the Team 980, all throughout the DMV. When you're down in Richmond, or even if you're not, you can listen to my pal, Adam Epstein, AWOD, and the AWOD Army from noon to 3 on 910 The Fan in Richmond and the Odyssey app. And on Saturday morning, you can listen to him on 106.7 The Fan and here on the Team 980, as in this Saturday, as his show is simulcast back home here in Washington, D.C. AWOD's been out at Commander's Camp the last 3 days with Michael Phillips and hanging out and bumping around and talking to Dan Quinn and making himself a big shot with that we know he is. And he's with us here to share what he's seen over the last couple of days. AWOD, how are you, pal?
Chris Russell, I'm good, man. Great to be on with you. I love your show. Love your audience. Let's go.
I appreciate you, and I love your enthusiasm and the kind words, as always. And you know I have mad respect for you and love for you, so I'm glad you could join us. Before we actually get started, AWOD, before I forget, I do want to make mention, right, you have a big event coming up down in Richmond that Commanders fans would be very interested in, football fans all throughout the DMV, but specifically in the Commonwealth of Virginia, whether you're in Richmond, Fredericksburg, somewhere in between, or even north of there, right? You got a big football event coming up that you've done for a couple of years now, and you really turned it into something special. So I wanted to shine the light a little bit on that. Why don't you tell the people what they need to know?
Oh, Chris, really, I appreciate that so much. Yeah, this is kind of my dream event that I've been planning and built over the last few years. I mean, 106.7 The Fan has done a great job, same with the Team 980, for your guys' events and 106.7 The Fan Live, and that's kind of the idea of this, is a live radio show, but I tried to make it, you know, something that I thought, you know, maybe my audience, my generation would enjoy as well, which is live music, a DJ, we've got a headline band, and then I'll do a football season preview show with a bunch of special guests, from 106.7 The Fan, and representing the Commanders will be Fred Smoot. Tim Hightower will have representatives from all the local universities as well. So it's just a big party to kick off the football season on August 16th. And we are going to send some people to Northwest Stadium. If you want to go to a game this year, you got to show up at Football Festival August 16th in Richmond at River City Roll.
So AWOD's Football Festival Saturday, August 16th at night, correct? Or in the evening?
It is 6 to 10 p.m. We've moved it to prime time this year under the lights. So, yeah, you know, it's the perfect nighttime hangout here. Grab a beer. There's great pizza and food at River City Roll. And you'll get to meet some of the voices that you hear on the station.
And you don't have to buy tickets, right? You could just show up or no?
It is free. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to keep it free, but it is free once again this year.
My guy, my guy. Well, congratulations on another year, and I'm happy for you, as that is coming up in just a couple of weeks. So make sure you check out AWOD. And, of course, follow him. AWOD, I'm not looking at your Twitter right now. It's what? AWOD Radio, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
WOD Radio.
That I wasn't giving out the wrong Twitter handle. Everybody's Twitter handle changes, it seems, very frequently. All right. Anyway, you've been out at camp the last three mornings. Big picture takeaway, if you have one or two, is it the defense largely controlling or something else?
You know, it's the theme of the defense being better than the offense, leading to Jaden Daniels running of the ball a ton. Jaden Daniels scrambling. Jaden Daniels taking off because there's no one open. Jaden Daniels avoiding a blitz, and then he sees a lane or just a read option play. I mean, you were sitting next to me. We watched Jaden Daniels run three straight plays, and so I've already changed my prediction in terms of this season. I was hoping he could be a 4,000-yard passer. I don't know if that happens, but I think he's going to rush for 800 yards again, maybe even more than that. I know I want this guy to be a pocket passer so he can have the longevity, have a great career, but his biggest weapon is his legs, and while the timing aspect of things he's improving on, he's going to take off and run more times than not.
No doubt about that. How do you balance, though, in this offense where you have, again, plenty of read option, obviously part of it is him reading it and taking off when the opportunity exists. We saw him get stuffed essentially by Will Harris and I think Von Miller on a 3rd-and-2 play, very similar to that. How do you balance the special dynamic nature of Jaden's legs and athletic ability with, again, the fact that he is already a polished and developed passer, and just more importantly, again, saying, hey, man, if there's any shred of doubt, throw the ball, get rid of it, as opposed to trying to be Superman. How do you balance all that in your eyes?
I think it's up to Cliff Kingsbury to make sure the offense is on schedule, that they're getting 4 yards a play, that there's not negative plays that set them back. And, you know, we saw how much Jaden ran on 3rd-and-long, right? Or maybe even 4th-and-15 against the Eagles, and he picks it up, right? So those are off schedule because they had a negative play. So if they string together positive plays, I think then, you know, you'll limit the times that he's taking off and running. And then the other part of it is they need to be able to hand the ball to somebody else and get short yardage. 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, Brian Robinson or Debo, Kroski, Merritt, whoever it is, the offensive line needs to get that push so that they can run the ball when it's not Jaden. And then when he decides to keep it, it's a massive play. It's a big play. It doesn't get stuffed because, oh, the defense is expecting Jaden to run.
The leader of the AWOD Army, Adam Epstein. AWOD, affectionately known as AWOD. You can listen to him on the Team 980, 106.7 The Fan this Saturday morning from 9 to noon, and as well Monday through Friday on 910 The Fan in Richmond, the Odyssey app. And you can follow him if you're not already doing so at AWOD Radio on Twitter. So you just mentioned Kroski Merritt, or Bill, as he wants to be called. He's been clearly one of the talks of camp. Did you see anything that jumped out to you that concerned you, that worried you? Did you see any part of the complete repertoire that they're going to be looking at for him to secure a roster spot? What was your sense of Bill?
So let me preface this by saying I believe in Brian Robinson Jr. this season. I feel like he's going to put his life on the line for this team. It means so much to him. He's heard everything. He knows he has to deliver this year. And I truly believe that Austin Ekeler still has something to give. But Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Bill, is my star of training camp so far. The jump cuts, the explosiveness, bouncing off of a tackle. When the pads got on, felt like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, showed up. I was so hesitant. I really thought, the seventh-round pick? What is this fan base doing? What are we always hyping up a guy just because he's the unknown? But the unknown, from what I've seen, is real. The hype is real. He's a legit NFL talent at the running back position. Like, I'm super excited to see him excel in the joint practices and then preseason. And it's going to be a tough decision for this coaching staff with Jeremy McNichols and his, you know, understanding of the offense and what Chris Rodriguez, the fourth quarter man, did last year to help us win a game by picking up first down after first down late in the fourth quarter. But they're going to have to find a way to get this guy on the field, I feel like, if he continues to impress. He was my star of Monday. I've seen him make big plays every single day. You know, it's tough because you're not really seeing everybody fully bring him down, but the jump cuts are there. It's like he's a combo almost, a B-Rob and Ekeler, and, you know, he's squeezing through some tiny holes.
Yeah, he runs low to the ground, too, and he can pop some people, as we saw with Tyler Owens yesterday, and he runs low to the ground, so there's, you know, that forward lean thing, and he looks like he protects the football pretty well. I mean, I'm with you. I think from day one, because I wasn't at any of the OTAs, from day one, I thought Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, or AKA Bill, it has looked special. Now, we'll see what happens when they actually play the games and have the joint practices a week from now, against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. Adam, who stood out to you wide receiver / tight end wise? Did anybody like really jump out at you?
Today was Chris Moore, jumped out at me. I really like KJ Osborne. Now, I had a chance to talk to KJ after practice today, and he's an interesting piece because, you know, Dan Quinn mentioned him in his press conference this morning to start practice, how he talked about KJ Osborne has really picked up here, getting to know the offense fully. It was such a tough, difficult spot for him to come into a team that was on fire last year, right? I mean, Osborne comes in and we didn't lose a game until the Eagles with him on the roster. Not that he was a big part of it, but so that's why it was so tough for him to kind of work in his way into the wide receiver room. So I'm interested to see if he can make this team. But, yeah, I mean, we all know Terry McLaurin will hopefully be wide receiver one and Debo wide receiver two, and I'm going to say maybe Jalen Lane can compete with Noah Brown for wide receiver three. I think Lane's been better than McCaffrey. And then it's all these other guys kind of competing for that last spot. I want it to be KJ Osborne. Ja'Cory Brooks is an option. Chris Moore has popped as well. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of today, I have to mention Chris Moore. I'm rooting for KJ Osborne.
Yeah, Michael Gallup had a nice day for himself as well today, but I hadn't noticed him for the first few days of camp, so that was good to see from the veteran receiver. You mentioned Terry McLaurin. Quickly, we'll do this because I got one more for you on the other side. Your sense is that they are very far apart, moderately far apart, or this will still, in your opinion, get done relatively quickly, whatever that means?
It's tough because I honestly think they're very far apart. And I'm starting to think that Terry's agent is putting him in a bad spot here. With the Cortland Sutton news, we know a receiver that's 29 is kind of viewed as 23, 24 million, not 34 million.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. I would be okay with Adam Peters overpaying Terry McLaurin by 3 to 5 million. But 10 million difference?
Right.
It's not a great situation. I think they are pretty far apart right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I had no problem with them asking for 33, but if they're asking for 35 or 36, as was the indication from Schefter, that's way too rich, way too much. You better be willing to come down from that, is what I would say, or there is going to be no deal.
Yeah.
And the Commanders know they have the franchise tag as well, and they know – that Terry's not going to skip out on the season and obviously risk all those. Like, eventually he will practice and eventually he will play because he knows he has to. And they have that advantage. All right, one big picture one. Again, defense. The defensive line kind of kicked the offensive line's ass on Monday in full pads. The secondary has been great in a lot of different ways. Sanra still, Amos, the rookie, Will Harris made that big play that I mentioned with Von Miller against against Jaden Daniels today, and more. Who has stood out to you? Who has jumped out at you and go, oh, man, that guy?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think my immediate reaction with the way the defense has played is, we miss Terry McLaurin. Not enough guys are creating separation in the wide receiver room. That being said, Trey Amos has popped to me. He really does stand out. Mikey Sainer still is such a beast. Oh, my goodness. Chris, we get to see how big some guys are, how small Mikey Sainer still is. It does not affect him at all. Carlin Vigors stood out to me a little bit today.
He had an interesting day today, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting cornerback room, but it's just so much better than last year with BSJ gone, Emmanuel Forbes gone, Michael Davis gone. I mean, like, every single guy that they've replaced them with is better. I mean, I think Jonathan Jones is going to be an interesting veteran for this team. But, like, yeah, I mean, my answer is Trey Amos. Like, wow, dude. Like, we might have gotten a guy that can be maybe the next, like, Sean Springs or something in D.C. My dude is legit.
My guy. Awad, I appreciate you. It was great to hang out with you the last couple of days. Safe travels back to Richmond. Everybody should, again, listen to you on 910 The Fan and the Odyssey app in Richmond, Monday through Friday, noon to 3, and as well, 106.7, 980, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, simulcast. The Awad Army, baby, always on the radio and kicking ass and taking names. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of Victory Mondays this year.
I hope so. I hope so. Better for radio. That is the great Awad. Again, listen to him all of those ways that we mentioned, and specifically this Saturday morning right here on the Team 980. But you can listen to him Monday through Friday on the Odyssey app, unless you're down in Richmond, and then you listen on 910 The Fan down in RVA. All right, let's get to it on the Team 980. We have a trending alert right here, right now. All right, let's start with the Commanders, who did finish a three-day practice window, if you will. Players will have the day off on Wednesday and reconvene on Thursday morning in Ashburn. As a result, a bunch of the veterans were back, including Laremy Tunsil, Zach Ertz, Marshawn Lattimore, Von Miller, and more. No major injuries, although Marcus Mariota did not practice, so they were holding him out for undisclosed reasons. And the Commanders, again, players-wise, will enjoy a day off. Now, Nate Herbig, a veteran interior offensive lineman that was probably going to win a roster spot on the initial 53, has decided to retire, so they put him on the reserve retired list. From Giants camp, apparently a little bit of a scare. Malik Nabers, they say, appears okay after a shoulder injury scare for the now second-year outstanding Giants wide receiver. Meanwhile, from baseball, the Nationals look for four in a row. They'll try and do it once again in Houston tonight. 8:10 first pitch, 7:40 pregame, 106.7 The Fan, Nats Radio, and the Odyssey app. Charlie and Dave, as the Nats took the series opener in H-Town last night. Currently, right now, Baltimore ripping up on Toronto, 16-4 in the top of the ninth. That's game one of a day-night doubleheader. Game two in that one, 6:35. And, of course, the tribute and the memories to Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg. The Cubs legend died at the age of 65 after dealing with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. And Ryan Sandberg has passed away at, again, the age of 65, surrounded by his family. And he'll always be more than just a Chicago Cub. But again, to many who grew up in a certain era of the 80s, he was not only Mr. Cub, but he was one of the most popular and well-known players because of WGN's national television coverage of Cubs baseball. And that's what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to Commanders rookie Kane Medrano, who I had a good short conversation with after practice today, after a nice standout end towards practice, wanted to give you an injury update that we just got after the trending alert. So I saw this, and I didn't have the full details, that Ravens, very good tight end, Isaiah Likely, had been carted off with what appeared to be a lower leg injury. According to Ken Wyman, who works for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, he is saying that John Harbaugh said he thinks Likely will miss a few weeks, rolled his ankle at the end of practice. So, if it's a few weeks, meaning 3 weeks, chance that Isaiah Likely returns for the season opener. If it's 4 to 6 weeks, obviously that puts week one and maybe even more very much in jeopardy for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense. Now, you got Mark Andrews, so that helps. But still, Isaiah Likely is a pretty big part of that offense. And that's just an initial diagnosis. Remember what happened when you get initial diagnoses and the information turns out to be wrong and the organization always get, oh, wait a second. Did that happen? Travis Segura out for the not only year, but it'll be until 2027 probably before we see or hear from Travis Segura with the Washington Nationals. What a death blow that was yesterday, driving home in awful traffic on a Monday. To hear Travis Segura, Tommy John surgery, after it was reported that he should be okay, he should be fine. My friends at Talk Nets had it otherwise. They had been told, I confirmed this, that he would likely be done for the season, not back after a start or two, not back after just 2 weeks. And there was initial concern because it was a lower triceps injury. For those of you that don't know where your triceps is, it's, well, the back of your bicep. It's the back of your arm. And usually a torn bicep can be recovered from, a torn tricep can't. Now, it turned out to be worse, right? A torn tricep would have been, hey man, miss the rest of the season, rehab over the offseason, be ready to go for spring training next year. Worse. Torn UCL, he's done for the, not only this year, but much of, if not all of next year, and you won't really seriously consider Travis Segura, the top pitching prospect in the Nationals farm system, until the start of 2027. And that's assuming that he can come back. Now, a lot of guys do. But But it takes some guys a lot longer. And there's evidence in the Nationals farm system for just that. So that is, you know, that's, I mean, just a killer blow. And my first reaction was, I mean, listen, I was thinking, you know, Mackenzie Gore, maybe do it over the offseason, see what kind of package you can get. But then I started thinking, all right, same thing with Juan Soto. Remember, they got the return on Juan Soto because why? San Diego was hoping to have him for three Octobers, three postseasons. Now, it didn't turn out that way. Obviously, they turned around and traded Juan Soto to the Yankees. And then he played 1 year with the Yankees and great postseason, and then signed with the Mets. Gore, if you trade him at the deadline, which is tomorrow, Thursday, if you trade him at the deadline, a team theoretically could get three postseasons. Not definitively, but theoretically. So, theoretically, you should be able to get a bigger return. Whether that's the Tigers, as has been mentioned, the Cubs, as has been mentioned, even the Phillies, as has been mentioned, how about the Mets? Whew. Would you trade him inside the division? That's where I would get a little, like, you're going to have to pay an extra price to get me to trade him in the division where I got to see him 13 times a year. Or not 13 times a year, him, but he's, you know, you get the point. All right, one last news and note item. AWOD made me aware of this. I did, not AWOD. A-Mac, too many A's. Good Lord. Change up the damn nicknames. A-Mac made me aware. Chris Ball, longtime legendary wizard, is rejoining the Los Angeles Clippers.
Longtime legendary what?
Yeah. I mean, he made such an indelible impact on the Wizards. I mean, I'll tell you, his jersey should be in the rafters of the rebuilt Capital One Arena.
If you think he was a longtime wizard, wow.
Hey, Mac, are you disputing my factual knowledge of the Chris Paul situation?
If that is a long time, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, don't feel sorry for me, A-Mac. AWOD, don't feel sorry for me. I'm just telling the truth as I see it. You don't like that, do you?
Listen, man, I'm indifferent. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. If that's the road you want to take, Rooster, I'll let you drive down happily.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Wrapping up the show, before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day, a quick conversation with Commanders rookie linebacker Kane Medrano.
All right, here after day six of Commanders practice with rookie linebacker Kane Medrano. First of all, welcome to D.C.
Thank you.
Secondly, before we get into what happened today, which was good, 6 days in, your first NFL training camp.
Yeah.
What would you say the difference besides the humidity is?
You know, I think it's just the obviously the level of play and, you know, just how we operate as a group. You know, you got guys that have been in the league 15 years that you're next to. You got rookies that you're playing next to. So it's just trying to find that chemistry. And, you know, I think camp has been going good for us so far.
Finding that chemistry might not be easy in today's college athletics, right, where guys are jumping. Mm-hmm. But you stayed at UCLA for, I think it was, six years,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So how does that help you in a situation like this? Because you're used to kind of, you know, building those relationships and having sustainability? Or?
Yeah, it for sure has helped me out and gave me a kind of a jump start on this. You know, so just being able to, you know, understand how to build chemistry, the white ray, and compete with my brothers and, you know, just continue to do hard stuff with, you know, just great people. And we have great people in this building. So
I like how you clean that up. save me some editing.
Yeah.
I like that. Smart. One thing I wanted to ask you about, the interception you had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from what I saw, and I looked up like right at the last minute, you know, just looked like the ball found you, or you found the ball, and maybe a little miscommunication on their end? Or
yeah, I'm not quite sure. You know, I just kind of know what defensive call we had, and it's meant for some confusion to go on in the offensive head, and I think we executed it at a very high level, and you know, when we execute as a defense at a very high level, plays are bound to be made. So
play before that, or maybe it was two, you undercut a pass,
yes,
right,
sir,
along the sideline. Is that just reading anticipation?
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of relying on my skills and, you know, what I've seen on film thus far through camp and, you know, just going out there and making plays.
How about Ken Norton, right? I mean, a guy who's been around forever, but, you know, very spirited, feisty, mm-hmm. but a guy you can learn a lot from, I'm sure. And obviously, you have that relationship with him.
Of course. Coach Norton's awesome. He's a big role model to me outside of football. Big mentor. You know, a lot of our conversations are about football, but honestly, there's probably more that we have just about life and just about, like, just being a man. And so that's something that I, you know, value about him very deeply. And, you know, I just want to continue to grow with him to on a coach-to-player level and just being able to learn ball from, you know, one of the best to ever do it. So.
Oh, that's Cade Medrano right there on the Team 980. Good conversation with him after practice. Again, had an interception, as we talked about, and also undercut a pass along the sideline from Sam Hartman. So there was that. I think, don't want to read too much, but I think between him and McGee, and if he can stay on the field, and I haven't really noticed Dom Hampton too much, but Tyler Owens can do a little bit of that. I think they're going to be better in their linebacking package and room in terms of coverage and space. That was a problem last year. There is no doubt about that. How it all works out, don't know. We'll have to figure that out as we go along. All right, let's take a break. We will come back. We will wrap up the show. And for me, the broadcast week, I'm off to Las Vegas in the morning. Linnell Willingham will be here Wednesday and Thursday. Doc on Friday. Doc is coming up next for Craig Huffman. So we will have all of that for you when we return. Dum Dum of the Day to wrap things up. All right, we wrap things up, not only again for the show, but for the week for me again. Linnell will be here tomorrow and Thursday. Doc on Friday. I'm off to Las Vegas. You can always reach out on social media at WrestleMania621 on Twitter and X, at ChrisRussellDC on Instagram. All right, let's do this. You remember the place Chuck E. Cheese, right? Great place to take the kids. For those of you that have kids, great place to go as a kid. Well, unfortunately, patrons in Tallahassee, Florida got something that they weren't expecting to see recently as a man wearing a Chuck E. Cheese costume was led out of the Florida restaurant in handcuffs and arrested on felony charges. Yes, that's right. Jermell Jones, a 41-year-old man, was arrested inside Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid can sometimes not be a kid. Why? Well, in the probable cause statement, he said, or a woman told police that her child support Visa debit card had recently been stolen by a Chuck E. Cheese employee who had used the card for purchases at Smoke Shop, Circle K grocery stores, and a Whataburger. Michelle Allen, the complainant, said she regularly visits Chuck E. Cheese. And the last time she had her card in her possession was at her child's birthday party on June 28th inside the restaurant. So she went to one of the businesses where her card had been fraudulently used and asked to see store surveillance corresponding with the date and time of purchase. She reviewed the security footage rather, from Don's Grocery and Meats. Just a weird name for a store, but okay, whatever. And, well, she instantly recognized the subject as an employee at Chuck E. Cheese. Now, how she did that, I don't know, because, well, the perpetrator, Jermell Jones, is generally wearing a Chuck E. Cheese costume, but maybe he wasn't at one point. She kind of talked to him, knew him, whatever. So they went to the restaurant, did cops, and asked a worker if Jones, who they had identified as a suspect, was, quote, the one in the mouse suit. And after confirming that he was wearing the mascot costume, quote, Chucky, come with me, Chucky, is what they said to him. They struggled to get him handcuffed. He denied swiping the victim's Visa, saying he had found the credit card at work, and he would have kept it, would have turned it into Chuck E. Cheese and not kept it if he knew. And instead, well, however, he was booked into county jail, multiple felony credit card theft and fraud counts, subsequently released on bond from Leon County Jail. He has a previous record of cocaine possession, resisting trespassing, and marijuana possession. What a surprise! Chuck E. Cheese off to the sin bin. All right, that's going to do it for us. Oh, yes. I forgot about you, Mr. Voiceman. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. AMAC, what are you going to do without me for the next couple of days, huh? Before your 3-day weekend?
Enjoy it. I'll tell you that. You know, it's not because you're not going to be here. But let me look into this camera while I'm talking. It's not because you're not going to be here, but you know, you just got to sit back and enjoy life, you know? I'm sure we'll get into
So you're going to sit back and enjoy life because I'm not here to drive you crazy.
Regardless of if you were here or not, I was going to sit back and enjoy.
Do you want
life.
Me to hook up a video connection so that we can always be together while I'm in Las Vegas?
That's so kind of you, but I would pass. Hard pass.
All right. You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, I can arrange that.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, you have fun with Linnell. That guy's a crazy, steaming lunatic. I'm sure he'll break down the sixth string offensive lineman's stance and technique for you. Over 3 hours of fun on Wednesday and Thursday. Again, Linnell Wednesday and Thursday, Doc scheduled for Friday. AMAC will be here Wednesday and Thursday. I don't know who'll be here on Friday. We'll be back, God willing, on Monday from Sin City. In the meantime, you guys enjoy. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Don't do anything stupid. Use common sense and have a great rest of your week. The DOC is next. Stay tuned for that. Adios.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rusa. Goodbye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.